Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. It's Tuesday, so today's the day we take the idea we've been exploring this week and we look at its source in the Bible. We've been going through the Sermon on the Mount for about 11 weeks now. We've studied the Beatitudes, the sayings that Jesus started the Sermon on the Mount with that all began blessed, which is why they're called Beatitudes. We moved last week into the idea of salt, and this week we look at light, because in Matthew 5, Jesus said the following words. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. Well, with those words, Jesus was teaching his followers what it meant to follow him, what it meant to walk in his footsteps and be an apprentice of his. He knew he was speaking to people who lived in a dark world. Jesus' followers were Jewish, and they lived under Roman oppression. They lived in constant fear of violence. So they were very much familiar with darkness. And yet Jesus was telling them they were going to be the light of the world. In a dark world with lots of evil, they were going to bring light, comfort, hope, and safety to people who were lost and afraid. Light is a good thing. But you might be wondering, how can Jesus be saying to his followers they are the light of the world? Doesn't that sound like something that Jesus himself should be? Isn't he usually described as the light of the world at Christmas time especially? How can anyone but God be described that way? Well, Christians are called to be the light of the world in a very particular way. Christians are called to reflect God's light. Notice what our role is. When we reflect God's light, we're not the light ourselves. But what Jesus is saying is we can either cover up and hide the light, or we can let it shine and be exposed to the world. We are not the light ourselves. We are not the ones who set the thing aflame in the first place, because of course Jesus was talking about an open flame. We're also not called to light up the world in some kind of a violent way, that instead followers of Jesus are called to, in the same way we were called to be salt, be an influence that brings light to a darkened world. In the history of the Jewish people, there was a time that a Jewish army did cover up their lights. We're not called to cover up our lights, but rather Jesus ushers in a new era, where his followers are to expose their lights, to lighten the world around them. To be like a city on a hill, and how could you ever hide a city shining out on a hill? I love seeing these satellite images of our world at night. And you can see the parts of the world that are lit up, that have electricity, that have street lights, and you can see other parts of the world that still live in darkness for much of their lives. You can see the parts of our world that are impoverished, that are hurting. Followers of Jesus are not called to just enjoy light in their own little corner of the world, but rather to bring light to those who are in darkness. When a city has light, it can't be hidden from a satellite image. You can see it even from outer space. In the same way, when a follower of Jesus has the light of the world within them, Jesus Christ. And there's no way they're ever meant to hide that. It's meant to be visible in our world and even beyond, for God himself to see. So how are we to be the light of the world? As a reflection of God's eternal light. Like the moon reflects the sun, we're not called to be the source of the light, but rather to bring light, even when the world is dark. When a follower of Jesus is reflecting God's light, they do it through their words, through their actions. They're all meant to show people God, and so people see and learn something about God. When people are cared for by a follower of Jesus, they're seeing that God cares. When people are the recipients of generosity from someone who follows Jesus, they're learning about God's gifts. About God's generosity. Well, we're going to look in more depth tomorrow at what this passage means, especially the part about hiding the light or not. But first, I have a question for you to consider. What makes a good reflector of light? And what would make a bad reflector of light? And we'll look tomorrow at how that applies to our lives. I'll see you then.